Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Today, we are looking at the topic, Rising Above Life Circumstances, a theme that resonates deeply with many of us. I will be sharing the story of Nick Vujicic, a man born without arms and legs who overcame incredible odds through faith and perseverance. Nick's journey is a powerful reminder of the resilience we can find within ourselves when we place our hope in God. This aligns beautifully with the message found in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, which says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." This verse encourages us to trust in God's strength and promises, knowing that with His help, we can rise above any circumstances we face. As we explore the Word of God together, let's reflect on how our faith can empower us to overcome our own challenges, just as it did for Nick. Our Bible text for today is from Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31.
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Rising above life circumstances. Nick Vujicic was born in 1982 in Australia. He was born without arms and legs. Nick faced unimaginable challenges and despair, but his journey is a powerful testament of the ability to rise above life circumstances. From a young age, Nick struggled with his physical limitations and bullying. Yet, despite these hardships, he found strength in his faith and a profound sense of purpose. Nick often shares how he overcame his struggles through the love of his family and his unwavering belief in God's plan for his life. Today, Nick travels around the globe to inspire millions with his story and message of hope. Nick's life reminds us that, regardless of our circumstances, we can rise above and live a life full of meaning and purpose. Our Bible text today in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 reminds us of God's promise to rescue those that hope in Him. It says, "But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." This verse promises us that through faith, we can find the strength to overcome any obstacle. Just like Nick Vujicic, we can soar above our circumstances. Life often presents us with challenges that seem insurmountable. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, discouraged, and even hopeless. Yet our faith calls us to a higher perspective. In the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, Apostle Paul emphasized saying, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." This is not just a statement of faith, but a declaration of the power we have in Christ to rise above any situation. Are you passing through a turbulent season of your life? Maybe you have lost hope and faith in all things. It's time to turn to God, the author and finisher of our faith. Our Bible text today confides us that God offers hope and strength to those that wait and trust in Him. Consider the story of Joseph in the Bible. Sold into slavery by his own brothers, falsely accused and imprisoned, Joseph had every reason to give up. But Joseph remained faithful to God, and in the end, he rose to a position of great power and used his influence to save many lives, including those of his family. Genesis chapter 50 verse 20 highlights Joseph's perspective on his trials. "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Reflect on your own life. What circumstances are you facing that seem overwhelming? Is it a financial struggle, a health issue, a broken relationship, or perhaps a loss? Remember, just like Joseph and Nick Vujicic, you are not alone. God is with you, and He has a plan for your life, a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. As you go today, I encourage you to take a moment for personal reflection. Think about the challenges you are currently facing. How have you been responding to these circumstances? Have you allowed fear and doubt to take hold, or have you turned to your faith for strength and guidance? Spend some time in prayer, asking God to help you see your situation from His perspective. Ask for the strength to rise above your circumstances and the wisdom to understand His plan for your life. Remember, with God, all things are possible. May you go forth today with renewed strength and hope, knowing that you are loved and that with God, you can rise above any circumstance. God bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your promise to renew our strength and to help us soar above our life's challenges. We ask for your guidance and strength as we navigate through difficult circumstances. Help us to keep our eyes on you and trust in your plan for our lives. Give us the courage to face our struggles with faith and the assurance that you are with us every step of the way. We declare that we are favored today and we break through on every side in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Chronicles chapter 6 and chapter 7. And for the evening, John chapter 8 verse 21 to 36. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.